Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 8th of March and you're listening to News on the Go with your host, Ashwin. It's a Women's Day today, 8th of March. I urge all of you to go out there and tell all the women in your life, no matter, that they do. If you haven't done it all year, you should do it today. I'm going to do it too. It's going to be uncomfortable maybe in the beginning, but it's going to definitely make their day, make you feel better. So yeah, go out there and wish them. On the news today, women across the US go on strike. India launches a women's cricket league. China announces a declaration of rights. Switzerland bumped off Germany as the world's number one country. And Nike is making a performance hijab. First piece on the news today is that women across the US go on a strike. A day without a woman is what the event is called. It's planned as a follow-up to the anti-Trump women's march in January. And women are doing this to design and demonstrate economic solidarity. They will take off from both paid and unpaid work, avoid shopping, and wear red clothing. India launches a women's cricket league. Organizers want to popularize the game among women and create a world-class platform for female cricketers. Even though India has had a women's cricket team for nearly three decades, it lives in the shadow of the wildly popular men's league. China announces a declaration of rights. The government is expected to announce sweeping new laws that would outline social rights and responsibilities for the country's 1.4 billion citizens. The changes are part of a wider effort by President Xi Jinping to align the legal system with the country's social and economic modernization. Next piece on the news today, it's Switzerland is declared as the world's number one country, bumping off Germany from the list. Switzerland is viewed as the number one overall country, according to a survey where more than 21,000 people voted from 36 countries. Open for business, environment that encourages entrepreneurship, quality of life, and cultural influences are the key factors that won it the top spot. Canada finished number two overall, UK finished number three, Germany fell to spot number four, while Japan moved up two positions to number five overall. Last piece of the news today is that Nike is making a performance hijab. It's for female Muslim athletes who have had few options for their workouts. Nike has announced the launch of the newly and highly anticipated product, and it isn't a sneaker. It's a hijab made of breathable, lightweight, sport-ready fabric meant to keep the athlete wearing it cool and dry. Nike plans to release it early next year. Well, that's all for the 8th of March. For News on the Go, Women's Day special. You guys have a great day and don't forget to wish those women in your life. In the background, I'm leaving you with Set Fire to the Rain, one of my favorite women singers, Adele.